You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
A 62-year-old West Virginia man named Carl Cox found guilty of two counts of first-degree murder for the killings of his own daughter, Rhonda Cox, 38, and son-in-law, Jimmy Neal, who's 34. The incident occurred in January of 2022 at the family's residence. So what would it take for a father to want to kill his own daughter and her significant other? Well, it gets pretty dark here. During the trial in Fayette County, West Virginia, prosecuting attorney Anthony Cibaretti painted a grim picture of the events leading up to the double homicide. Cox was accused of engaging in an illegal sexual relationship with his own daughter when she was a minor, which continued into adulthood, an act condemned by West Virginia law. Everywhere else, it's A-OK. No, I'm kidding. It's obviously fucking horrible no matter where that's taking place. The attorney further argued that Neal, Rhonda's husband, had discovered this illicit relationship and urged his wife to report it to authorities. The prosecution case was bolstered by witness testimonies and surveillance footage obtained from Cox's home. Witnesses attested to the ongoing incestuous relationship between Cox and his daughter, while footage purportedly showed Cox carrying the murder weapon, details starkly contrasting Cox's own claims during the trial. According to a statement released by the prosecuting attorney for Fayette County, West Virginia, law enforcement responded to reports of gunfire at Carl Cox's residence. Upon arrival, Cox informed the police that he had heard a gunshot coming from his daughter's bedroom. Rushing in, he purportedly heard his daughter cry out, alleging that her husband had shot her. The statement further details Cox's account, asserting that he claimed to have encountered Jimmy Neal still holding the firearm, firing recklessly within the room. Cox asserted that he intervened, wrestling the weapon from Neal's grasp before using it to fatally shoot him. However, subsequent investigations, including security and surveillance footage and purported conversations relayed by Cox to fellow inmates, painted a conflicting narrative. Prosecutors revealed that the inquiry indicated both victims were discovered in bed with gunshot wounds, indicating they were likely shot where they lay. Rhonda sustained a fatal shot to the chest, while Jimmy endured multiple wounds to the neck, chest, and hand. Additionally, investigators found two bullet holes in the mattress near Neal's body, hinting that he may have been shot while lying down, contradicting Cox's account of the struggle. Surveillance footage purportedly captured Cox walking towards the bedroom with the murder weapon visibly holstered at his side, contradicting his assertion during the trial that he had left the firearm elsewhere. Cox reportedly claimed that Neal might have discovered the gun in the bathroom, a claim refuted by the evidence presented. There's more to this, but I want to say, you're going to fucking shoot people in your own house and you have cameras all around and you don't realize this?
You know, we've heard of this several times. You know, even people who commit crimes on a sidewalk, you don't stop to think that maybe somebody has a Ring camera. And these were in his house.
Yeah.
Did you not think about that?
I would think that that would be the first thing on your mind. I mean, I'm guessing this probably was a bit premeditated. And then to have cameras everywhere that will just tell the truth. And it
I
will-
wonder if he didn't realize there were cameras and they had put the cameras in.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to guess this guy's just a real fucking piece of work. Contrary to Cox's defense, the investigation revealed that both victims were found shot in their bed with no signs of struggle. Prosecutors argued that the killings were executed in cold blood with Cox as the perpetrator. Despite the guilty verdict, jurors recommended mercy during Cox's sentencing, granting him the possibility of parole after serving either 15 or 30 years, depending on the sentence imposed by the court. How about we now go after the jurors for being very stupid on their sentencing recommendation?
And what happens next in this story? I don't know if the jury was there, but it might have given them pause. Like, they would have been like, why did we just say that he gets parole in 15 or 30 years?
Yeah. However, Cox's reaction to the sentencing was anything but remorseful. In a shocking turn of events, he unleashed a tirade of threats against prosecutor Anthony Cibaretti and Fayette County Sheriff Mike Friedley, blaming them for his predicament. Quote, he had a boisterous outburst laden with explicitives, cussing at the judge, cussing at me. We're all about to get him, Cox said, and that's been part of his defense, and that Fayette County is out to get him. Ciberetti said following Monday's sentencing. Cox has shown no remorse, Ciberetti said. None whatsoever. He threatened to kill me during the sentencing hearing if he ever got out, Ciberetti said. Apparently, it's my fault that he is where he is. Ciberetti said the murders were senseless. There was no reason for these two individuals to be killed, none whatsoever. He said Mr. Cox knows for sure why this happened, but regardless, the killings were not justified, and I don't believe the evidence showed that they were. Fayette County District Judge Paul Blake sentenced Cox to consecutive life terms with the earliest chance for parole at age 92. So he's probably going to die there.
But it makes me think there is truth to this accusation because he killed the person and her husband, who I think was trying to get her to report this. He killed them both.
Yeah.
So now she takes this with her to her grave, and there's nobody, you know, that maybe the husband might have told someone. There must be someone who knew this information because they're saying that might have been the motivation.
Yeah.
But she's gone.
Yeah.
So she can't go to law enforcement. He can't go to law enforcement. And then he's thinking, well, if I make it look like he killed her, problem solved.
That was probably the goal here at the end of it.
And I got the feeling that's exactly the reason he killed them.
Yeah.
Didn't want that getting out there.
Didn't want his reputation tarnished for having sex with his daughter for...
Yeah, but he doesn't have any problems having sex with his daughter.
God. I still don't understand sentencing guidelines where it's like 15 to 30 years for murdering two people. And one of them, you're accused of fucking raping for your child for most of their life into adulthood. I mean, that should just be like, I don't know, death automatically. There should not even the word parole come up.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me because I would be totally fine. He goes away forever.
Yeah.
No chance of getting out. That's what he deserves. And, you know, with his poor daughter, you know, in that situation, he's just groomed her for all these years. And assuming that's true, I don't know, but it sure would be a good motivation for him to have killed them both.
Yeah. Wow.
And the weird thing about the videos, like, there's video of him in there that's not corroborating his story.
Not showing self-defense. It's not showing. No.
And then it's like, well, I left the gun in the bathroom where he went in and got it. No, he didn't. You didn't leave the gun in the bathroom. You had
Well, in cases like this where it's like, why the hell did they think that was a good idea? Or just basic things of covering your tracks or something. It's like, well, they were willing to do these other horrible things. Chances are they're not all that bright to begin with. If they thought that was okay, they tend to miss the mark quite a bit in life.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.